How many of your friends do you think may suffer from anxiety?
Five.
And that's five out of?
Ten.
So you think maybe five out of all your friends, 10 of your friends, you feel like five of them may suffer from anxiety of some kind?
Yeah.
Okay. You think they ever get help for it?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing with me. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining Brown Girl Table Talk. So before I get into today's topic of conversation, I just wanted to formally introduce myself. I'm fairly new to the podcast world, so bear with me if you hear a lot of oohs and ahs and oh and whatever. That means that I'm kind of getting used to this whole process. And believe it or not, I have some anxiety around it. And that's actually our topic of discussion today. But we want to focus on adolescent teenagers and anxiety. So just to formally introduce myself, as I said, my name is Erica. I'm a native of Orangeburg, South Carolina, where I graduated from Claflin University with a BA degree in sociology and a minor in criminal justice. I also hold a master's of public health degree with a concentration in leadership. I also have a graduate certificate in healthcare informatics. I have an intensive background in the healthcare field of over 15 years. I'm also the CEO of 360 Degrees of Victory, where we change lives from every angle. I talk a little bit about anxiety as it relates to our teenage community. We know our children are getting ready to go back to school for the 2018-19 school year. And I felt compelled that we have this discussion. So I'm just going to get right into it. I am a person that believes in true statistical data. And facts first before we kind of talk about things. So just to give you a generalized definition of what anxiety is. Anxiety is pretty much a generalized term for several disorders that cause nervousness and fear and worrying. Like, for example, depression brings on anxiety. Anxiety brings on depression, just to give you an example of what I mean by that. And just for a little statistical data, it's the most common group of mental illness in the country. However, only 36.9% of the people with the condition receive treatment, meaning that they do not seek help or just realize that, okay, anxiety is just anxiety. So with the with that being said, the American Psychological Association defines anxiety as an emotion characterized by feelings or tension, worried thoughts, and physical changes like increase in blood pressure. Can anyone think back to a time in their life, whether it be now or even in their childhood or teenage years, where you've actually experienced some type of anxiety? Was it just a day of worrying about something or how things would go? Or an anxiety, whereas you can barely control your thoughts, your feelings throughout that moment. I know for me personally, I do find myself having different levels of anxiety depending on what the situation is. Sometimes in a highly stressful situation, anxiety kicks in for me. But the good news is that when I feel it, I definitely recognize it and try to come up with ways of coping with it. If it's just deep breathing or just gathering my thoughts and thinking about what I need to do to decrease the anxiety, if it's just going for a walk, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, definitely share with me your thoughts. I would love to hear from you guys in regards to any experiences you've had with anxiety. So let's just get back to it. Thinking about, like, when facing anxiety with the potential harmful and worrying triggers or feelings, some people feel like it's necessary or unnecessary for survival. And I think that's where suicidal thoughts creep in, because it's like a fight or flight kind of response. And some people fight through it and fly, or, you know, they can't fight it and they end up taking a different reaction to it. So the good news, though, is that in our teenagers, sometimes anxiety can be misled by other behaviors. Sometimes we think, oh, he just hang out in his room all the time. I know it's all good that he just keeps a small circle of friends. He only has that one friend. But then sometimes there's issues around the reason why your child may have only just that one friend. They may be suffering from some form of depression or what have you that brings on and triggers anxiety. So definitely recognizing what triggers and stressors are, as well as some physical symptoms of anxiety. Like I stated before, increasing blood pressure, nausea, vomiting can be very evident. Increased appetite, lost appetite, which also too, you could think about like someone with an eating disorder also may also suffer from anxiety as it relates to some of their symptoms of depression or what have you, and having an eating disorder. So with that being said, signs and symptoms for children that you may want to look out for as a parent, especially throughout the school year. And I know in the beginning of this, you heard a small recording. That was actually my son and I, who is 16 years old. He's getting ready to start his junior year in high school. And I hang out with him and his friends a lot, and I hear conversations that, you know, I overhear, actually. I try not to, you know, I give them their space or what have you. But sometimes I find that they do have high anxieties around different things, whether it be, you know, performing well in school or sports, or who has this or who has that. And a lot of times we as parents, we know that they go through those things, but we don't realize like how significant and how it's really truly affecting them on a day-to-day basis. So just to look for some signs as you start the school year out. And those signs would be like restlessness, feeling keyed up or on edge, fidgety, easily fatigued, difficulties with concentrating, irritability, muscle tension, as well as sleep disturbances. Sometimes also too with anxiety comes panic disorders, like feeling like they can't breathe, chest pain, feeling like walls may be caving in around them, sweating, trembling, things of that nature. Sometimes children with anxiety make different comments of conversation as far as like a fear of dying, or they feel like they're losing it or going crazy, or just not, you know, you ask them, hey, you want to go out and hang out? They're like, no, because, and they'll give you a reason, because such and such, or, you know, what have you. as it relates to their anxiety. And again, like I said, depression brings on anxiety, anxiety brings on depression. And definitely our children too suffer from depression sometimes, and it's important for us to give them positive reinforcement. Even if they're not having such a great day, just letting them know that it's okay, that they could get through it. Social phobias is a big thing. Like I said, avoidance and fear of school-related activities, not wanting to go to the ball game or what have you. Spend a lot of time on social media, but not necessarily wanting to befriend anyone on social media, or vice versa, not interested in social media at all. Certain situations and things that teens can be exposed to that they're unfamiliar with in our social society that would cause them to feel anxiety and not feeling accepted by their peers. So those are definitely some signs and symptoms to go into, look at. And so with that being said, looking at the signs and symptoms, I would love to give you a few tips to help reduce anxiety in your children once you identify that your child suffers from anxiety. And definitely seek professional help. I am a big advocate of therapy. I believe that everyone in some shape or form should have some type of provider, whether it's just a close friend or a church member or your pastor or even a licensed psychologist or psychiatrist, seeking some type of guidance, any kind of counselor. Encourage your children. Oh man, I'm telling you, encourage your children to build a rapport with their school counselor. I mean, that's what the school counselor and psychologist is there. There's a psychologist pretty much assigned to each school. So I would definitely reach out to your schools and encourage your children to tap into those services. You'll be surprised what's out there and available for them, which is free as well for our hardworking parents that really can't, you know, don't have the time or can afford certain services. And anxiety symptoms are common in children and adolescents. Believe it or not, 10 to 20% of school-aged children experience some type of anxiety. It's a large number that is continuing to increase, believe it or not. So, anywho, encourage your child to face their fears, not run away from them. Be their superhero for them. Let them know that that you're there for them. They can tap into them, tap into you as far as assistance. The good news is that the body cannot remain anxious for a very long time. So usually anxiety will reduce between 20 to 45 minutes after the thought-provoking anxiety situation or whatever the situation that brings on anxiety. So if you see your child experiencing some anxiety surrounded by something, give it some time. Allow them to talk through it, and also you can help them in that process as well. Focus on the positives. Again, just positive reinforcement. Tell your child that it's okay to make mistakes. Nobody's perfect, you know. Letting them know that you still care about them, even though they didn't make a good grade on their test or what have you, or they didn't win the football game or the basketball game, that kind of thing. Also, the model approach, behavior self-care, and positive thinking. I think that in today's society, it's really, really important that we teach our children positive thinking, because there's so much negativity surrounding so many different things in the world today that it's so easy for people to be negative, but we've found out lately that it's so hard for people to think positive. So teaching our children to think positive will help avoid some thought-provoking, avoid anxiety-provoking situations in your child. Also, reward your children for brave behavior. For example, I had a situation with my youngest son. He was being bullied, and you know, he of course came home and told me about it. Back in the day, we just handled it right then and there. You know, it's a fight for real. But I literally processed with him, and he felt bad. But he came home one day after he and I had a couple of conversations. I actually had a conversation with the school, made them aware of what was going on. And one day he came home and he was like, "Mom, I finally stood up for myself. I finally let him know I wasn't playing, you know." I'm like, "All right, you know." I let him know, "Okay, that's very brave of you, you know." So, you know, giving him that positive reinforcement, encouraging him, and that helped build up his confidence, and gave him some positive rewards and praises in regards to himself, you know, having that feeling in that moment. So also too, encouraging good sleep hygiene. I cannot stress this enough, and I experienced this personally myself. We need to make sure that our children get a good night's rest. A lot of children sleeping right now, they go to bed at 12 and they waking up at 5 in the morning. That's not good sleep. So we just need to build good routines around their sleep time and really be consistent with that. I know sometimes it's a struggle, but that's definitely something that is helpful. And also encouraging your child to express themselves. You know, how many people say, do as I say, not as I do, you know. Back in the day, parents, you know, you do it, that's it, that's all. You're going to do the X, Y, and Z, and that's all. We never really got an opportunity to share our opinions with our parents. So please, I'd like to hear from you guys in regards to that matter, and how you're, I think I've taken a different approach in regards to parenting with my children. I feel like it's important for them to at least have a voice to express themselves. Not saying that I'm not going to still be the head and be the parent, but also just giving them that opportunity to vent and shed some light, and being able to create their own characteristics about themselves, and also be comfortable with who they are, as well as, you know, sharing things with you. So, you know, asking them, like, you know, what's bothering you, or what's, you know, causing anxiety? Are you worried? How are you doing? Are you fine? You know, allowing them to be able to speak is important. Also helping your child to problem solve, you know, because we as parents, we can't fix everything for them, because we're not with them 24/7, 7 days a week. And children didn't come with the manual, nor did parenting come with the manual. So it's important that we assist them in giving them some problem-solving techniques, and letting them figure out some things on their own with a little guidance from us. And staying calm, because sometimes I can get a little on edge, which brings the child on edge, which increases the anxiety. I might be freaking out in the inside, but don't let, you know, your face show it, you know. sometimes that happens and you can't help it, right? Also practice relaxation exercises with your child, with your teenager. Actually, my son, we had a conversation in regards to mindfulness and meditation as it relates to test taking. I have an anxiety around as it relates to test taking as well. So we were just talking about like some things that we can do, some coping mechanisms that we could put in place prior to test taking, especially when you are doing so well in the class and then the teacher says, okay, it's time for that quiz or exam. And you're like, oh God, and everything just starts coming all at, bundling all at once, and you can't remember anything that you just, you know, just learned. So practicing some relaxation exercises with your child is helpful. And ultimately, never give up. If one thing is not working, try something else. I think when you don't try anything else and you're like, well, I don't know what else to do, you know, calm yourself or whatever. I don't know, you know. I think that that brings on even more anxiety in a teenager or child. I think that just letting them know that you're always going to be there for them throughout the school year, you know, have conversations with them, reach out to their teachers, let the teacher know that you're present in their learning experience, and that you feel like their mental health is just as important as their physical health and well-being as it relates to making good grades and things of that nature. I remember when I was in school, you just did your work, and if you didn't do your work, it was an issue. It was nothing else around it, you know, by that. So I think that that's very important. And I just want to give you probably a couple of websites that you can go to find out more information about anxiety and as it relates to our children. There's one website that I go to from time to time. It's the Anxiety Disorder Association of America, and that's www.adaa.org. Or, of course, you know, wonderful Google. You can just Google whatever you have. And also, there's a website called Psychology Today that I really, really love. You can actually go on that particular website and find a therapist. We now have a lot of therapists that are focusing on virtual therapy sessions where you don't physically have to go into the office, but you can do it through WebEx or a conference call or what have you. So if your child, they may not necessarily feel comfortable going to physically sit down with their therapist. Maybe that could be a recommendation as well. Just wanted to inform you guys today. I mean, school is starting and we want our kids to start off to have a great start and embrace change as they go along throughout this year, and that we want to pray over them too. Prayer does change things. I do pray over my children, especially more so than ever before with school starting. And just praying for leadership in the schools and things of that nature, and praying that the teachers have patience with your child and other students. So I'm not going to be before you long. I'm pretty much wrapping up for tonight. I think that there's some great things. If you have a child that you feel like may be suffering from anxiety or depression and you're not sure which way to go, I would recommend that you reach out to your child's pediatrician or family practitioner or whoever that they may see for physical exams and things of that nature. Or if not, then rely on the counselor at school. They also have resources that you can tap into. So I'm hoping that this will be helpful for you guys. And please leave any comments or questions you may have. I would love to hear your feedback, any particular topic that you want to discuss. If you would like to be a special guest on this podcast, like I said, I'm just getting started. This podcast is new and dear to me. So I just wanted to share that with you guys really quick as well. Thank you again for listening, and I will hear from you next week, or see you, because I am planning on doing a few live podcasts as well. So leave your comments, suggestions. Thank you so much, and have a great day.